You know how alluring it is to get the behind-the-scenes dirt on your favorite celebrities? Well, Nancy Pearl feels the same way about the literary scene. That's why she brings you this new book.
Terry McDonald, The Accidental Life, An Editor's Notes on Writing and Writers. Remember last month I talked about Robert Gottlieb's memoir. And Robert Gottlieb, famous, well-known editor at Random House, and then went over to The New Yorker. So at the same time I was reading that, I was reading Terry McDonald. And Terry McDonald was an editor at many magazines. He was at Outside. He was at Newsweek. He was at Esquire, Rolling Stone. And he's written in this book a series of short essays, and I was tickled to see that each one has its word count next to the title, as one does. And then it ends, each one ends with the end it in one word, so that you know that it's done when the editor is reading it. And this is a collection of just short pieces, both about editing and writing, but what I read it for was all the people that he's worked with over the years, and surprising people that I would not have thought were writers in the sense that for magazines. So one of them is Jimmy Buffett. Now, I'm a big Jimmy Buffett fan, but I didn't know I knew he wrote songs, and I love many of his songs, but I sure didn't know that he was a friend of Terry McDonald, of whom I had never heard. Let's be honest here. There's a lot in this book about Hunter S. Thompson. It's always fun to read.
One of the things I'm wondering as you're talking is whether a good editor has to be a good writer. Is Terry McDonald a good writer as well as a good editor, or is it just that these stories are sort of juicy?
I think that's a great question. I don't think he's a great writer, because I think if he had been a great writer, he would have written. But I think that being a good editor is probably even more important than being a good writer. I know from my own experience what a good editor can do. And I also know that I could never, ever be an editor, because I know when something's wrong or when it doesn't work for me in an essay or a novel or whatever. But I don't read in the way that would tell me what this person could do to make it right.
I was speaking with some friends about the whole notion of editors and various art forms, and literature is really the one art form that you don't think of as collaborative, but that relationship between a writer and an editor really is a working partnership.
Right, and we only hear about it when it goes badly wrong, or when the writer years later comes out, and like with Raymond Carver, comes and Gordon Lish comes out and says, basically, these are not the stories that I wrote. But it is collaborative, and you often think maybe that editor's name should be, instead of just being thanked at the end, which writers do and should do, it should be in some ways, a co-author.
That's Nancy Pearl and KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Silman discussing the new book, The Accidental Life, by Terry McDonald. You'll find all of Nancy's book recommendations at KUOW.org.